أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا صدق الله العظيم. In discussing Mahdi, Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that even if there is one day left for the end of this world, in other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed that there is just one day and this world is going to come to an end. And if Imam Mahdi by then had not emerged, as an example, hypothetically, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lengthen that one day until he emerges and then the world will come to an end. In other words, in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us how imperative it is for the Mahdi to appear, and hence Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows the importance of his appearance. Coming to the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat speaks about the differences of opinion with regards to the numbers of the people, the men that were amongst the Ashabi Kahf, the people of the cave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَيَقُولُونَ ثَلَاثَةُ رَابِعُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ. In the near future they will say that there were three and the fourth was the dog. وَيَقُولُونَ خَمْسَةٌ سَادِسُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ رَجْمًا بِالْغَيْبِ. Then there will be another group that will say there were five and the sixth was the dog. رَجْمًا بِالْغَيْبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says making assumptions. The word رَجْم actually means to throw stones. In other words, wild guesses that they will be taking with regards to the Ashab al-Kahf. Thereafter Allah says وَيَقُولُونَ سَبْعَةٌ. And then the one group will say that there were seven. وَثَامِنُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ. And the seven was their dog. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of three groups of people. Some have said that this was at the time when the Ashabi Kahf had passed away. From then already the people were in doubt as to regards to the number of the Ashabi Kahf. Some have said that the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Christians were divided into three groups and each group had a different opinion. However, there are many of the commentators that have said, if you look at the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the two groups, the group that says there were three and the fourth being the dog, and that group that said there were five, the sixth being the dog. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adds to that rajman bil ghaib. It is wild assumptions. In other words, they are just taking it out or sucking it out of their thumb. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had concluded that, Allah said wa yaquluna sab'atun wa thaminuhum kalbuhum, and some say that there were seven and the eighth being the dog. They say that this was also the view of some of those who had followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now here when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has not been precise or categorical, then there is a very, very important lesson that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ بِعِدَّتِهِمْ مَا يَعْلَمُهُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, my Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows more with regards to the numbers. مَا يَعْلَمُهُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. None knows with regards to the numbers except a few. فَلَا تُمَارِ فِيهِمْ إِلَّا مِرَاءً ظَاهِرًا. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again brings about a similar point which we had been discussing for a few ayahs now. So do not dispute in the remarks, but of course if that dispute is a very clear dispute, in other words, if the argument is clear, you have clear proof, categorical proof from the Quran and the Hadith, then you may be able to place your arguments. Now this is a very important aspect with regards to the knowledge of the Quran Kareem. Many things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not inform us. Like if we take from the time of Adam alayhi salam, we'll just keep it to one example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he ate from the tree. What tree Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not tell us. And when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not specify it, then and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not specify it in a sahih or a proper authenticated hadith, then it is in our interest not to make any specific judgments with regards to that. We should leave it how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left it. And then the ulama have also informed us that there are many aspects of this that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not informed us, the knowledge of which, if we had that knowledge, is not going to increase our iman in the slightest bit. And if we do not have the knowledge of such things, then it is not going to decrease our iman. Now people that sway away from the sirat mustaqim in the name of knowledge, people who have knowledge and they pursue knowledge, but that knowledge is not authenticated, then these are the things that they go behind. And that is the first point where a person then begins to sway away from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and one sways away from the sirat mustaqim. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has now given us a very, very clear cut command that we should not pursue such things unless and until we have the proper arguments, the arguments that are absolutely valid, that have come from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَلَا تَسْتَفْتِ فِيهِمْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and do not inquire about them from anyone. In other words, with regards to this, there is nobody that will have the categoric knowledge but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that they are this dispute from the time of the Ashabi Kahf. But however, when we look at the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of it in this ayah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us some indication that perhaps, and this also we cannot say it is categorical, that there were seven and the dog was the eighth. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq.
Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.